What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number two here. And the phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And before we go back to Mark in North Carolina, one of the things I like about my bank is they have a big TV there where you're waiting to get to a teller. They've got it on the cooking channel. I guess they all got sick and tired of all the propaganda coming on out from it, too. Corporate media, at least as far as I have the Fox channel on here to see what they're lying to us about today. And they're still going on about George Herbert Walker Bush. They're starting to like sneak a little bit of news in. But yeah, they're laying it on there with a trowel. Anyway, Mark, there is a lot of saber rattling going on. There's no question about that. We're being groomed and prepped for a major war, a high-intensity war.
Yeah, I understand that, Mike, but, you know, it's still hard for me to believe. Are these people totally insane? Now, I know Pompeo, I heard, is one of these Christian Zionists who believes that the end of the world is going to come, and only then can Jesus settle on his throne there in Jerusalem. By the way, I saw that movie but you told me about yesterday. It was on, I believe it was Showtime, about the Kingdom of Heaven. It was really good.
Yes,
that may be,
yes, it is.
Stalin said, if he really said it, of course. But you know, but this clown actually believes that he's this act, and I believe Pence also believes this. And you got madmen like this believing this stuff, and I believe the other clown there, Kushner, thinks that it's going to be some other kind of a Messiah, some Jewish Messiah that's going to come back and to rule from Jerusalem after the Armageddon. So you got these type of crazy people there in there that actually believe this kind of stuff, and to mix in. And I'm really afraid. One situation, for instance, like the Cuban Missile Crisis, where you did have two rational men in both with Kennedy and Khrushchev, and now you don't have rational men anymore. Maybe Putin seems rational. But certainly Trump doesn't seem rational, and the people behind Trump are definitely not rational. God knows.
Well, that's the problem, because I don't think Trump's in control anymore. I think he's been reduced to basically being, a front man for what's going on behind him. And as I've said many times before, I think Trump's biggest single mistake coming into the White House was wanting to be magnanimous in victory and keep all these Obama holdovers. He should have just scraped it all out and brought all these new people in. But however they corralled and collared him, they've definitely done it. And it's unfortunate if you look over history, especially the last 17, it almost doesn't seem to matter who is in the White House. The war agenda keeps moving forward.
Yeah, it's the Bush holdovers, too, that he keeps putting in there, too. The very people that, couldn't stand him and actually wind up supporting Hillary. And he's got them in the White House with him. Bolton was part of it. He was part of that PNEC, and then he's actually the UN ambassador under Bush for a while.
Yep.
Couldn't even get him confirmed by Congress. But the guy, and these are the type of people that Trump is putting in. Now, he was warned by Roger Stone early
yep.
on not to do this, but he didn't either didn't get the information or whatever, and he just didn't listen. He's too stubborn to listen. He also, when he got rid of Michael Flynn, he said because he lied to Pence at the time, he shouldn't even been talking to Pence. He's Trump's national security advisor. He should have been doing what they had planned and doing. They had planned on working together and getting Russia, and the United States back, closer together again, and not campaigning against the globalists. Instead, he leaves them out to dry. He honors what Pence says, who I think Pence is just waiting for his opportunity to become president. And then he gets rid of Flynn. He gave him just what they wanted, and now, sure enough, they're all coming aboard. Now he's got a guy like Bolton who's in there. He goes from bad to worse. He goes first McMaster, and then he goes to Bolton. So, you can't get much worse than that. And he doesn't understand who the real patriots are. He thinks that even like Breitbart, Breitbart is another neocon network. They actually urged him to put Bolton in. They wanted Bolton for Secretary of State in the first place. They're not alternate or independent media. They're just very similar to Fox News, the fake news network, and they're run by.
They were when Andrew Breitbart was still there, just like the Murdochs took over Fox News, it's shifting to the left. The more prominent independent media is being either acquired or regime changed to basically take the entire country toward that war agenda.
Fox News used to be totally different. I look sometimes on YouTube and I find these things about 9/11 when Fox News actually was doing an investigation about Israeli possible involvement, Israeli spying. The Mossad spying on Americans, and they're the ones who also brought the thing up about the dancing Israelis. And then the stuff all disappeared. It didn't disappear from YouTube because people keep bringing it back up, but as if it never happened. That guy, Carl Cameron, I believe his name is.
Yes, that was his name.
He was really doing a fierce investigation of that. But it wasn't that they were playing in the Zionist hands at the time. This happened, but shortly after that, they seem to have become nothing but a mouthpiece for, the globalist, Zionist, gangster, Wall Street cabal. You know, that's it.
Yep.
So it just doesn't seem. I just don't know what we're going to do. Like I'm starting to get to the point where I'm really concerned that that this planet may go up in smoke, in nuclear smoke. You know?
Well, that's the worst case scenario, but we're definitely going to be looking at, I think we're on the verge of moving from the low intensity wars we've been seeing for the last 17 years to a high intensity war. They're going to need something to happen to kick it off. I don't think the incident at the Kerch Strait is going to be sufficient, but everybody needs to basically be prepared because if there is a high intensity war, it's going to be the same as a natural disaster. You're going to lose the electricity, phone lines, access to running water. So same thing that you would do if you lived in an earthquake zone or a hurricane zone or a tsunami zone, storable food, water, extra medications, and so forth, to basically hunker on down, and try and ride it out. And, it's frightening to look at, but I think we have to be honest and realize that's the direction we're all being taken by our government.
You know, in some ways, I almost hope we haven't applied. Stop it. I'm sorry. It's my dog acting up there. One of my dogs. I think a draft wouldn't be the worst thing in the world, because I think that with these millennials and Generation Z's, they're not going to go along with this. You think with what's going on in Paris, the riots they're having in France right now, the OFS, that make it look like a garden, picnic or something like that. Because I really don't think, I think you would have out and out draft riots if that would happen. Because these people are, the younger people for the most part are a lot more well-versed on the real news. They don't get their news from the fake news networks. They get it off of the net. They find various news, and you look at the comments sometimes, I mean, wow. Nobody buys this stuff. Nobody believes 9/11 the way the government story, okay? It just doesn't happen there. And that's where most of this stuff's got. It's mostly the older people, our age, that watch the this garbage news. I don't. The funny thing with my sons are both millennials. Yet they listen to the garbage news and criticize me, say I'm a conspiracy theorist for listening to the real news or the independent media. But that's unusual. Usually it's the opposite. Usually it's the old man and the old woman that listens to or watches Fox News or Rap News Network or something like that. And it's the younger people that listen to the real news. So with me, it's kind of reversed.
Well, if you look at the actual viewership numbers of the corporate news media, they're not doing very well at all. And so I would say that probably there's a much broader demographic of the population that is plugged into the independent media, which is why they're trying to figure out some way to censor it, control it, shut it down. They're having all the social media platforms install all these filters. And I imagine it won't be too long before somebody attempting to put up anything on YouTube about 9/11, it'll be immediately taken down because they're trying to regain control of the narrative.
I think they like to do it now. Now, you know more about computers, about the operation of computers than I do. But I believe they're trying to do it now. But somehow people are able to post this stuff anyway. It gets past the censors. And it goes on anyway. Like, you even see InfoWars on there quite a bit now. Again, you'll find David Duke on there. I know they don't want Duke on there. They'll find all kinds of people that they don't want, and they're finding their way onto YouTube anyway. So I don't think they can stop them. And the other thing is, we've got BitChute coming up now. More and more people are turning up BitChute. I just signed up with Gab. I have to do it a second time now since they tried to get them off the air, and they signed up. They got another server. So I got to sign up again with Gab now. Hopefully everything's all right with my password. But, you know, people are not going to let them silence us. The only way they're going to try to really silence us is they really come down and say and try to do it forcibly. When they do it forcibly, you're going to have a civil war. Just like if they forcibly try to take a gun, you're going to have a civil war.
Yep.
In this country. And again, maybe that's better than a nuclear war. It is better than a nuclear war, obviously. As horrible as a civil war would be, not as bad as the nuclear war, you know? I mean,
right now, the best thing that could happen for the world as a whole is for a major economic collapse in the United States. Because if there's no money, the war machine stops. I know that would be a terrible amount of suffering for the American people to have to go through. But I think that would be a more desirable outcome than a high-intensity war with the potential to go nuclear. And let's be honest, once you get into a war between the United States, Russia, and China, the first side that decides it's losing, they will resort to the nuclear weapons.
That's what I'm concerned about. Exactly. I believe we will get the worst of it in an exchange, especially let's say that the war starts on the Eastern European border, let's say Ukraine, Georgia, somewhere like that. Russians would destroy us because that's their territory. They're motivated. They've got all the logistics going. They could get the troops where they needed very quick. And they got history on their side, too, you know, when you look at Napoleon and Hitler. I think U.S. and NATO forces would be destroyed. It probably wouldn't even take more than a couple of days. I don't even think it would last a couple of days. The question is, what would happen after that? Okay, with these madmen in this country who run this country right now, the neocons, would they lick their chops and say, all right, looks like we can't do it? Or would they think, well, you know what, we can first strike Russia now with nukes and destroy them once and for all, you know, and try it. And that's, of course, would be all. That'd probably be the end of the planet Earth if they tried that. So I don't know what you think of what would happen at that point, but that's something we really got to look at. No?
Yeah, it is. It's time to face up that this is a very real possibility. And, I know a lot of people are in denial about what's going on, but fewer and fewer. And people, I think, are very, very concerned.
Well, they have reason to be concerned, Mike. Hey, Mike, I just want to ask you one question. You know, talking about survival and all that. I got a creek running through my, through where I live, runs through not only my place, a bunch of places. Is there something like a purifier I could get that if worst came to worst, I wasn't able to get, I could get my water out of that creek safely, because I wouldn't drink out of it now,
Yes. There's all kinds of filters. There's all kinds of wonderful filters. I mean, there are filter systems out there, and they're not cheap. You could pour raw sewage into the top and get drinkable water out the bottom. So you need to find your nearest survivalist store and go talk to them. I don't remember off the top of my head the name of that filter I just described to you. It goes for about $200.
I'm not talking about a filter that you hook up to your own water supply. I'm talking about a filter that, like I said, you can use a portable type filter, like you could use in a from creek to get water from a creek. You know?
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah, okay. No, this thing's basically it's two buckets that rest one on top of the other, and they've got handles so you can just carry them. But again, find a survival store. I'm sorry?
Yeah. I'm saying I got that. I'm good. There is a survival store right close to me, too. There's a couple of them, as a matter of fact. And like I said, I'm ready as far as ammunition. I got, you know, and other things I need. I have dry food. You know, I'm ready as far as that goes. I'm prepared. I'm in a strategic area where it wouldn't be easy for mobs to come trampling down and try to, you know, overwhelm us. There's a survival camp. Talk about survival. There's about a half a mile from me. You hear the AR-15s and the AK-47s go up all the time. And people who, like, move from, got a couple of neighbors that moved here from the east, from the northeast, and they say, oh, you know, they're scared by it. I said, no, that's the sound of liberty and freedom when you hear that.
Yep.
You know?
That's a very New England attitude.
Yeah. So, well, you're part of New England. Not from, Massachusetts, you know? So, I know in New Hampshire, in even Vermont, surprisingly, they're as liberal as they are, they're also very independent-minded, you know? They got some of the best gun laws. Because there is no gun law there.
All right, okay, Mike. Well, Mark, I'm going to let you go. We've got callers waiting on the line. I want to do a shout-out to our honor affiliates who are rejoining the network. And let's switch over to Don from the Philippines. Don, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Mike. Yes, I think the previous caller said something to the effect that Pence was a bad choice when he picked Pence. I think he said that. But you got to remember that Trump beat all the Republican challengers. He beat them all in the primaries. There's no doubt about it. He was the winner of the going into the convention. But still, there was a big effort underway that they were trying to not let him have the nomination, even though he'd won. You know? So he had to make some kind of a deal, and that's how he got Pence. He made some kind of a deal with the rhinos there, with McConnell,
yes.
Whoever he talked to there. He had to choose Pence. He had to choose Reince Priebus, who was a big bad news guy, and that's the reason he got a lot of his bad appointments originally. So he had no choice on that, and he's doing. He has had to compromise. I mean, otherwise he could have picked Michael Rivero as Vice President, Alex Jones as Secretary of Defense, or whatever.
I know. I wanted head of NASA. I wanted head of NASA.
Well, I guess you could have held out for head of NASA, but
yes.
The thing is, Trump is in an impossible situation. That's why I really don't think he's going to run again anymore. He just can't win. He can't win. The reason he appointed all these West Point graduates or all these military bigwigs like Flynn. Originally, he had Flynn, Mattis, Kelly. And he had McMaster. He had all these three-star officers. And I think that was the reason he did that is so he wouldn't get killed by the military for his own protection. I think that's the main reason he probably did that. And then,
of course, you had, Sheldon Adelson, who was his major funder for his campaign. Sheldon Adelson was in there pushing a lot of individuals on him. So, yeah, Trump had a lot of favors he had to pay back. And basically, as I said before, I don't think Trump is really in control anymore. I think he's out there. He's tweeting like crazy. He's making speeches. He's going to rallies, and he's talking tough. And he's had a chance to fly around the world and meet the other world leaders. But I don't think he's really calling the shots anymore. It just doesn't feel like it to me. Anyway, Don, we got to take a break for commercials. So we're going to let you go here, and we'll be right back.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you one from Amazon.com. I just wanted you to know I saw my doctor and I laughed because he said, I don't know what you're doing, but keep doing it. I have been taking Extendivite. I had borderline high blood pressure, heart flutter, high cholesterol. I changed my diet and included Extendivite with an amazing turnaround for the better. A few months later, I had a doctor's appointment and took a stress test. I passed. No heart flutter. Blood pressure was perfect. My doctor even took me off my medicine. I thank you truly from the bottom of my heart. This stuff works, and I'm so grateful for Extendivite. Thank you, Justin G. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, no child left behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
On the fifth day of global warming, Al Gore gave to me $5 $4 gas, 3 failed automakers, 2 melting ice caps, and a fear-mongering documentary.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. So getting on back to the international news, the riots in France have been all over the news. Cars are being burned, a lot of vandalism, historic places being destroyed. I mean, it really is out of control. And supposedly this whole thing started in reaction to an increase in fuel prices, but it's turned into something worse. And this appears to be a genuine grassroots uprising. And I think it may lead to the downfall of the French government. And we already know that the yellow vests have spread to Belgium and the Netherlands. And we could easily see the beginning of the dissolution of the European Union. Because you can only oppress a people so far. And then they just reach that breaking point. And Macron could come down hard on the protesters. He could call out the military and resort to violence. That might make things worse. And this may even be the end of the Paris Climate Accord. Because this gas tax was supposedly to fight human-caused global warming. And that may be coming apart. And I'm not the only person who's looking at what's going on here. Europe is starting to unravel before our eyes. And it didn't just start with the French riots. We've been seeing it with all the friction from the open borders issue. We've been seeing it with all the economic distress caused by the predations of the European Central Bank. And I think we're seeing a resurgence of nationalism. And I think that's a good thing. Because if you look at what happens where the globalists have made gains, like the EU, you realize that this one world government, New World Order, is not going to be a very pleasant place to be for those who are not sitting on top. Anyway, earlier in the show, I was talking about how Syria had gone on alert out of concerns of Israeli warplanes flying along the Syria-Lebanon border. But it turns out Israel has launched an operation which they claim will expose and neutralize tunnels between Lebanon and Israel, allegedly dug by Hezbollah. And Israeli military spokesman Lieutenant Colonel Jonathan Conricus told Reuters the operation would only take place on Israel's side of the border. They would not extend into Lebanon. Now, Lebanon is saying that Israel has offered no proof there are such tunnels. And the UN peacekeeping mission is saying they will send a team to Israel to ascertain the facts. And they're calling for access to all locations along the border. Now, we know that Israel wants an excuse to go back into Lebanon. They want that Litani River. They got really close last time, within 20 miles. They don't want to give on up. Anyway, Hezbollah itself is now on alert and saying they are ready for actual attacks by Israel. And they're saying Hezbollah cannot allow the Israeli occupation to single out any of the resistance fronts. Basically, Hezbollah is saying, if you dare attack, you will regret it, which is very, very tough talk. Now, surprisingly, Uruguay has come on out affirming support for Palestinians' rights. Uruguay's Vice President, Lucia Topolansky, has affirmed her country's support for Palestinian people's rights and the importance of cooperation in various fields. And this statement was made during a meeting with the Palestinian ambassador, Walid Abdel Rahim. And Ambassador Rahim stressed the Palestinian people appreciate Uruguay's support for their right to self-determination and to have an independent state in East Jerusalem as the capital, based on the 1967 borders. Okay. We're going to start a phone call here with Dennis in Indiana, but Dennis, I'm probably going to have to take you through the commercial break. What's on your mind?
Oh, I was just on a comment on a program I watched. The lungs of the world is basically the Brazilian tropical rainforest down in South America, and that guy that was he was a preacher on TV. He was saying that they're taking down and destroying 150 acres per minute down there. And that's why we are losing. Yes. That is one of the reasons why they're...
The Amazon rainforest has been a major supplier of planetary oxygen, but a lot of it also comes from the ocean, from plankton. Dennis, stay on the line. I'm going to come right back to you after these words from our sponsors.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
homeowners. Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Do you worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no wage, can't draw no pay.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. We're talking with Dennis in Indiana, and we're talking about the Paris Climate Accord, which may be in trouble. And Dennis was making a comment. He saw a show the other day talking about the deforestation of the Amazon rainforest and the potential impact it could have on the amount of oxygen there is in the atmosphere. But as I pointed out to him, it's not just the Amazonian rainforest. We get a lot of oxygen coming out of ocean water from plankton. And the solution is really easy, and that's we simply plant more green plants around the world, which also would have the added benefit of lowering atmospheric carbon dioxide and getting Al Gore to shut the heck up.
Yeah, I think that would help. But, you know, also I saw on a program where our country, and I don't know how they dispose of chemicals and enriched plutonium and enriched spent uranium, and that waste management through the Sicilians were supposed to take care of disposing of it properly, but they had actually dumped it in the Mediterranean Sea and out in the Pacific Ocean, and along with
yes.
Fukushima, the radiation, that's going up into the clouds too, and that is a part of the reason why we're not, you know, getting the protection from the clouds and our atmosphere, the ozone, too.
Well, I think you're conflating a couple of different operational theories there. But yeah, disposal of nuclear waste has always been a problem. It's one of the reasons why people are saying we should look at thorium cycle reactors, which have much less waste to deal with. But our government likes uranium fission reactors because they get bomb stuff out of them. Anyway, Dennis, we're going to let you go here. I'm going to get back to the news. Thank you very much for the phone call.
Okay. Appreciate it.
All right, same to you. All right, so we're talking about international news. We're talking about Israel. We're talking about Palestine. And there are still repercussions floating around over CNN's firing of Mark Lamont Hill. Now, he's this Temple University professor of media studies and urban education, used to be a regular political commentator on CNN. And he was fired for what he said in a speech at the International Day of Solidarity with the Palestinian people. He didn't say this on the air. He said it at a speech, basically at a conference for the Palestinian people. And the Israelis just jumped all over him, and they demanded CNN fire him, which CNN did. Now they're trying to get him fired from Temple University. And even worse, apparently the media has, shall we say, distorted things he said in the speech, claiming that he was anti-Semitic, that he was in favor of killing Jewish people. Just a classic media smear job. Okay, we're going to take another phone call. This is from Joe in Tennessee. Aloha, Joe. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Michael. It's funny, they'll let liberals say whatever they want, but when the minute they start talking about Israel and stuff, they get the boot. But just shows...
it's
like
not
Voltaire
just liberals.
Said,
if liberals criticize Israel, they're gone.
Yeah, no, they are gone, and it just kind of shows, like, what's that quote? To know who rules over you, see who you can't criticize, right? With Voltaire.
Absolutely.
But I was watching
Misattributed. It's misattributed. Voltaire didn't say it, and off the top of my head, I don't remember who did. But it's a good quote, regardless of who said it.
Well, I read it on the internet, on Facebook. It's got to be true.
Yeah. You got to be a little careful about what you read on the internet, you know.
Yeah, no, I know, but it is a good quote. I'm a sucker for these kind of ceremonies, and I watched the Bush ceremony today. And I mean, I'm a 9/11 truther. I think that he had part of killing Kennedy, but I am a sucker for this kind of stuff, just the pomp and ceremony. And the vibe I really got from it was, what an end of an era this is. Seeing Bob Dole. At the end, really, it's the end of the World War II generation. It's the end of the Christian West. To me, the patriarchy, as the left and the feminists like to call it. I mean, watch it. If you watch, like, the ceremonies and stuff, it's all white people. You know, they brought up Jesus' name. It was just odd that you know, I know what Bush is. He's probably the highest-level Illuminati in the country.
Well, the Obamas were there, so I would hesitate to say that it was all white.
Yeah, no, well, we don't know about him. He's half white anyway, but Michelle,
true.
I don't know. I don't even know if she's a female, to tell you the truth.
Oh,
but
come on.
Other than that.
That's one of those things that you read on the internet that you need to be really skeptical about.
Yeah, there's just some fishy stuff, like with Joan Rivers. I mean, I don't know if it's true, but I like looking into everything, and I give it, like, percentages. So to me, it's like 25% chance.
Yeah, Joe, we have a rule here at the What Really Happened radio show. Okay, the families are off limits. You know, we criticize Obama's policies or Trump's policies or anything. You know, we don't take shots at the spouses or the children, unless, of course, the spouses actually do something that warrants some attention. But other than that,
like
it's off limits.
Yeah, I can go with that. That's like gangsters.
Well,
the other thing that was interesting was watching the Clintons, and Hillary never looked at Trump at all, pretended like he didn't exist. But I got to say, after all that ceremony and stuff, my odds to me of Trump going after Hillary like are zero now. There's no way he can do it. The country just wouldn't tolerate the whole lock-her-up stuff. I mean, when you see a ceremony like this, you're like, there's just part of an elite club. They're untouchables. They're at a level, a former president, former first lady. to everybody that hopes she gets locked up, and I mean, she's a criminal, but I just looked at it like it's not going to happen, but hopefully they'll go after all the people that enabled her. That's the only thing that we can really hope for, but she is, they are not going to put her in jail. It's just, like I said, you can get if you watch the ceremony, it's incredible. You know, and that I got to say, the country, it really just struck me as, oh my God, it's like, maybe it's just that I'm old too, but our way of life is over now. You know, just it's going to be a complete different country. Just watch the funeral and you'll see what I mean.
It already is. It already is. This is not the country that I grew up in, spent my childhood in. And I didn't watch the funeral because, to be blunt, I've been to too many funerals this year already, live and in person. And so I'm not really interested in seeing another one, even in the spirit of Hemingway's revenge. But as far as the Clintons, or for that matter, any other corrupt politician, of which there are many, the government's not going to police itself. But we hope that private organizations like Freedom Watch and Judicial Watch are basically going to force the issue into the public eye. Supposedly, this report on the investigation into the Clinton Foundation has been rescheduled for the 13th of this month. And I think what that report will really tell us is just how all-encompassing the deep state is. Because if the report honestly exposes what the Clinton Foundation has been doing, well, that's going to be a good thing. But if they come on in and they pull a James Comey that, hey, they didn't mean to do wrong, so let them off the hook, then we'll know that this government really is too corrupt to ever be recoverable.
Well, to me, it's kind of like, I hope it puts an end to any kind of chance of Hillary ever be. I don't think there's a snowball's chance she's going to be put to prison as a former first lady. But if her political career can totally be ruined forever, I think that's a great thing for the country. It's great for the Democrats more than anybody. Just put it, you know. So to me, that's like the most important thing about it. Like I said, it's not going to happen. She's not going to jail. And once again, I'd love to see her enablers go to jail and lose their jobs. All those FBI people be put away.
I think if you look at the Clintons' little speaking tour that they're in the middle of right now, they're basically playing to mostly empty rooms. The ticket prices, remember when they started on out, was going to be $700 and you get to meet the Clintons, or $177 if you don't want to meet the Clintons. And apparently the ticket prices have just crashed into single digits. In fact, we had a story, I think it was just yesterday, where the parking at the venue was more expensive than the ticket to see the Clintons. And I think that's going to tell Hillary that her support base is gone, that the people are not going to be out there looking to support her in 2020.
Well, and I mean, the fact of the matter, though, is we live in such a world where the media can produce what they want as far as, you know, a movement. Look at John McCain and how they nominated him. I mean, he was done, and all of a sudden, six newspapers endorsed him, and Lieberman or whatever. Next thing you know, he gets the Republican Party nomination. And it was the same with Bob Dole. I mean, Pat Buchanan should have won. And all of a sudden, so I never can say that she's finished. I mean, it seems that way, but it's such a corrupt system, and the way they can, like, just use their power with the media and get the public perception going, it's kind of scary. I mean, if you look at what's going on now, and, like, I feel like I live in a different world than everybody else, to tell you the truth. If you're watching mainstream media, you're in a different world than me. Our reality is totally different.
Yeah, you're in the Matrix.
Yeah,
if you're watching corporate media, you're living in the Matrix.
Yeah, so it's kind of sad. It's like half my family I can't talk to anymore. They just, and all we talk about, you can't even talk about the weather anymore because climate change comes up, you know? So it's kind of sad, but you try to give them a dose of reality and it blows their mind. They get all angry. So it's kind of like, it's a sad situation. And in that regard, with Hillary, you never know. I mean, the system is so weird.
Let me ask you a question. have you heard, probably you have, cases of abused spouses or children who, even though they're being abused, will defend the abusing parent or the abusing partner. And it's a well-known psychological. That's a lot of what's going on here. I think Americans do understand they're in the grip of an abusing government, but they don't want to say anything about it out of fear the abuse might get worse.
Well, you know, part of it, Mike, is that you get rewarded by going along with the lies in this world, it seems. I mean, everybody
that
I know
that's
a big truth teller, they have trouble at work. A lot of times they have trouble in their marriage. They have financial issues because you don't want to go along with a corrupt financial system. So it seems like the more deluded you are, the more you go along with the lies and the general perceptions that are given to you by the media and the government, the better off you do. So I think some of it's that. I mean, some people just like the lie. You know, I like the story the way it is, as somebody told me once. They're living in their bubble, but they're doing better than me.
It's called get along by going along.
Yeah. Anyway, the system takes care of its own, that's for sure. But anyway, it's nice talking to you again. I haven't talked to you in a while. And I like your show a lot.
All right, well,
so keep up the good work.
Thank you very much. I will just as long as I can, and we're going to let you go here. Thank you for the phone call. Okay, we're still talking about Israel, and as you know, there is this temporary stopgap funding bill that is going to get pushed through Congress because the final budget, like everything else in Washington, D.C., has been delayed by the events surrounding the death of former President Bush. And as is usual, there's skullduggery afoot. Because apparently members of the Congress are trying to slip a rider onto this emergency spending bill that will basically say it's illegal to boycott Israel. It's an anti-BDS movement. They're calling it the Israel Anti-Boycott Act. And they've tried it before. And it's been shelved because of concerns about the very obvious limit of free speech. And civil liberties groups argued the original version would have allowed criminal penalties for Americans who participate in a political boycott of Israel. Now, oddly enough, a lot of people don't know this. There is already a law saying that American businesses cannot boycott Israel. But that didn't apply to individuals. This is the one they're trying to run through right now. This is going to go all the way to the Supreme Court because, yes, it's obviously a violation of the First Amendment. And it's shameful to see these senators willing to basically abandon one of the founding principles of our nation to placate their Israeli masters. Now, Peter King, a member of Congress for New York, is trying to arm twist Ireland regarding Ireland's plan to ban imports from Israel's illegal settlements. Gee, Peter, don't you have work to do a little closer to home? And King has tried to convince Fianna Fáil, one of Ireland's largest political parties, to withdraw its support for the proposed ban. So, once again, who does Congress work for? Sure as heck isn't the American people. Now, John Bolton is saying that the North Korean failure to meet their commitments requires a second Trump-Kim summit. That maybe they'll go through the process again, and it will look really good, and North Korea will be motivated to basically do as they're told. Where this is all falling down is that the United States has adopted an approach to foreign policy negotiations similar to that used by Israel. You give us everything we want first, and then we'll decide what nice things we're going to do for you. And that doesn't really work very well, especially with the Asian mindset. Now, the fact of the matter is Kim Jong-un did meet some of his commitments. He shut down the nuclear test site. He tore down that missile test stand. He returned the remains of those U.S. soldiers who were killed at the start of the Korean War. And now he's waiting for the United States to do something, like lower some of the sanctions or maybe call off all of those continuous drills off the coast. The United States hasn't done any of those. And Bolton is out there basically saying that North Korea has to do everything the United States demands first before the sanctions will be lifted. All right, we got to take another break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product, and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s, along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. We're going to take a phone call now from Layla in Ontario. Aloha, Layla. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind today?
Yes, it's the idea of anyone being untouchable and totally aloof from accountability. I refer to King James the First, who was beheaded. And he offended his subjects by marrying a Catholic princess. His Protestant subjects took offense. King Charles dissolved Parliament. However, Parliament was led by Oliver Cromwell, and Oliver Cromwell had an... So ultimately, King Charles was put on trial, and he was executed with his head chopped off. So nobody... Yes. At any time is actually above accountability, and that includes Queen Hillary. So just wanted to make that observation.
You raise a valid point there. We've seen it throughout history. Ceausescu, Mussolini, and all those ancient Celtic kings who keep bobbing up in those peat bogs all over Europe. You're right. Every once in a while, somebody will make that mistake of thinking they're above reproach. Louis XVI, another good example. These are methods that involve a certain amount of violence, which I tend to, wish to avoid. I want to see a restoration of the justice process in this country. But again, as I said, I think the entire federal government is just too corrupt to be recovered, to be redeemed.
I agree, and I think it's not just the U.S., it's everywhere. And a lot of that is the fault of the subjects, the citizens, who have failed to do their share of the to perform their share of the obligations to keep their themselves informed and their leaders accountable. So perhaps we have indeed brought this on ourselves. But I just wanted to make one more comment about Trump.
Well, before
I don't
you
think
do that,
he was
before
ever
you do that, before you do that.
I don't think
for
ever
a lot
really...
of people, for a lot of people watching that TV news screen, they think is keeping themselves fully informed. So it's not like there's a crime of omission there at all.
Well, actually, I mean, that's the reason I left the industry 30 years ago, just as I was about to make a lot of money, because I realized that I didn't want to participate in a fraud. So people long before that were already failing to do their duties and be informed of keeping their countries actually free and honorable. But in terms of Trump, I don't think he was ever really in charge. I think he was just hungry to be president, made whatever deals were necessary, and has lied to everybody that supported him. That's my observation.
Okay, Leila.
Now.
All right, yep. Leila, we got to take a break for station identification. Stay on the line. I'm going to come right back to you after these words from our sponsors.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $400? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.